This is the brief on the structural shift that's making 2026 the year small studios conquer the gaming industry. So here's the deal. While those huge AAA studios are kind of stuck with massive budgets and super long development times, indie developers are swooping in and really shaking things up. First, you've got the big platforms. They're totally pivoting to rely on indies for their subscription services. Think about Xbox Game Pass. It's now all about getting those day one indie launches. It's becoming this amazing indie discovery engine. And it makes sense, right? Players are getting tired of those bloated, never-ending live service games and want something more focused. Second, you've got state-sponsored programs in Asia that are just raising the quality bar everywhere. South Korea, for example, has these global game centers, giving developers free office space and hardware. So a flood of really polished titles is coming from there. And over in Japan, even the super dedicated otaku fans are turning to indies because small studios are just better at serving their niche interests now. And finally, new tech is creating this whole high-fidelity indie movement. The upcoming Nintendo Switch 2 is pushing a revival of styles like pixel art. At the same time, small teams are using advanced graphics tools to get visuals that used to be only for huge studios. That line between indie and AAA? It's pretty much disappearing. So when you combine platform support, global funding, and amazing new tech, it's clear the indie scene is now driving all the real innovation in gaming.